The third breath. Before you listen, I invite you to let this be a listening experience, not something to do perfectly. You don't need to concentrate hard or follow every word. Simply let my voice be with you and allow your body to take what it needs. If at any point your attention drifts, that's okay. The body listens even when the mind rests. When you're ready, we'll begin. Welcome. Before we begin, there's nothing you need to do and nowhere you need to go. This is simply a small pause inside your day. The practice you're about to hear is called the third breath. It's simple, almost secret, and it's already happening inside you. There's a tiny place inside every breath that most of us move past without noticing. It's the moment right after you exhale and just before the next inhale begins. I call this the third breath. It's a stillness that isn't empty. It's full of possibility. And when you learn to linger there, even briefly, something begins to change. Not through effort or control, but a safe, quiet space that softens the body. What the third breath is. The first breath is the pull. We bring things in, thoughts, expectations, habits. The second breath is the release. We let some of it go, often a little too quickly. The third breath is a pause, a quiet hush between the out-breath and the next in-breath. This is where the body integrates. This is where the nervous system softens. This is where deeper guidance can be heard without the mind interrupting. Sometimes the body needs quiet to release. We can let it stand down on the third breath, on its own. Why this pause matters. When you allow your out-breath to extend just another 1% at the bottom of the breath and pause on purpose, even for one extra second, or when you breathe out just a little more gently than usual, you can feel the space just outside your skin and the body begin to relax. You signal safety to your body. Your on-guard system begins to soften. Your rest and repair system begins to wake up. This is the ground for clearer choices, calmer power, and deeper healing. Not by pushing change, but just by allowing it. Science and soul. Modern breath research and body-based practices show the power of extended exhalation and gentle pauses to regulate the nervous system. And from a more subtle perspective, this pause is where the field listens. It's where your deeper intelligence can place a whisper into the body without being overridden by thought. It's physiology and presence. Biology and soul meeting quietly. What people notice. When people begin using the third breath, they often notice simple things at first. Less reactivity in small moments. Clearer decisions. A softening before responding. Creativity arrives from quiet instead of pressure. And perhaps most importantly, a sense of being anchored without effort. A simple practice, 1 minute. You can do this anywhere, standing at the sink, walking through the house, before a conversation. Let's try it now. Breathe in naturally. Exhale fully, letting your shoulders soften. And at the end of the exhale, let it go just a little bit more and pause. Notice the silence. For 1 second longer than usual, feel the space just outside your skin. Then breathe in gently. We'll do that again. Inhale. Exhale. And extend it just a little bit more. Feel the space just outside your skin. And pause. And again. Inhale. Exhale, extending just a little bit more. Feel the space just outside your skin. Allow the body to soften. After the third round, just notice how you feel. No analysis, just noticing. A deeper practice. If you have more time, this version allows for the pores to widen. Sit comfortably. Let your jaw soften. Let your feet feel the ground. Take 3 slow breaths to arrive. On the 4th breath, exhale fully and an extension at the end into the pause and rest there. Notice sensations, images, or a simple sense of presence. There's nothing to chase. If thoughts arrive, breathe them out on the next exhale and return to the pause, feeling the space just outside your skin. Start with 2 or 3 seconds in the pause and let it build naturally. After several cycles, you might place a gentle intention. I choose clarity and calm now, or something wonderful is happening to me now. Breathe it in gently. Let it seed into the pause. Soften it out on the exhale. And when you're ready, close with 3 natural breaths and a small stretch. Using the 3rd breath in life. This pause belongs in everyday moments, before replying to a message, before entering a meeting, when someone around you escalates, before you begin a session, before you speak truth. The 3rd breath will calm the field before words ever arrive. Living in the 3rd breath. This isn't about mastering a technique. It's about remembering what's already happening hundreds of times a day. And when you notice the pause and choose to rest there, even briefly, stress loosens, clarity returns, and presence deepens. You don't need hours of meditation, and you don't need perfect conditions. Only a willingness to breathe out just a little more than usual. Feel the space just around your skin and let your whole system reset. Closing. This tiny shift, practiced often, changes the texture of your days and the quality of your relationships. It reminds you that you are more than your habits, more than your worries, and more than your past. You are the space between breaths, calm, clear, infinite. Invitation. Try living with the awareness of the 3rd breath for just 1 week. Notice how your body responds, how conversations shift, how decisions soften, and if you'd like deeper support for heartbreak, grief, anxiety, or nervous system reset, you're welcome to explore more or work with me one-to-one. You can find me at simone.love. Take 1 more gentle breath now, and when you're ready, return to your day, carrying the pause with you. If this pause felt supportive and you sense there's more your body is ready to release, you don't have to do it alone. I offer gentle one-to-one support for heartbreak, grief, and nervous system settling, always without forcing. When it's ready, you're welcome to explore that quietly with me. For now, let the breath continue to move you back into your day.